Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Savage Nation. We have lost another battle after many battles that have been lost, but we have not lost the war. We have not lost the war. We have not lost the war. And I want to remind you of something. You may not know this because of the revisionist history, but did you know that the United States of America and her allies almost lost World War II? That's correct. In the early days of the war, Germany was winning every battle. Japan took one island nation after another. The United States almost lost World War II. But then something happened. The people never gave up. The American people needed a leader, and they had a leader. And he marshaled the people towards victory against the Nazis and against the Japanese imperialists. We are in a similar situation today in the United States of America. With Hillary's kabuki play last week before the false Republican hearing conducted by that shameful Trey Gowdy, who I had faith in prior to that charade, I realized it was a charade, and I said so last week. They anointed Hillary Clinton as the leading candidate. Now, we know Trump, if he gets to the finish line, can probably beat her. It's not 100% sure that he can beat her. The people like him, they hate her. They distrust her. But that's not the issue. The issue is the American people. The issue is the American government. The issue is America itself. We are being overrun. Our borders, language, and culture are being decimated. There's an extremely telling picture of what is happening in Europe right now and how it will affect America very soon unless Barry from Honolulu is sent a very clear message. If you go to michaelsavage.com, there's a picture I have. I don't know where they got it from. It looks like army ants invading a nest. It stretches for tens of miles of Muslims pouring into Europe, walking through the wheat fields, marching triumphantly without firing a shot. Because as I said to you last week, and this is very serious business, Hitler invaded other nations to impose the Germanic and Nazi views upon them. Merkel and Obama are invading their own nations in order to impose third world, I wouldn't even say views upon us, just impose the third world and crush out everything good in this nation. I stand by those words. As you all well know, my great new book is out tomorrow, Government Zero. And you know what a momentous week this is going to be for me. But it's really not about me. And I have to repeat it again until you finally get it through your most cynical views. And I'm as cynical as you are. You know, I'm really cynical. I don't trust anybody or anything. I'm sorry. That's the way I am. There are people who trust everybody and everything. They're called Pollyannas. And then there are people who trust virtually nobody, nor anything they read. They're people like me. I've come to see everything as a lie. And so how do you tell the truth? How do you decide what's real? How do you know what to do? Well, you have to decide that for yourself. I can't tell you what to believe and what to do. I can tell you this. Common sense would dictate that no nation on earth has ever willingly turned itself over to a foreign invader without having lost a war. And we have a very, very, very able general on the other side in the White House. never underestimate him. I've told you this for 7 years now. He is the most able general of the left in history. He's more able than Marx and Lenin put together because he's smoother than them. And what he is accomplishing in this country and this world without firing a shot against the civilian population is utterly astounding. Now, there are many reasons that Barry is able to get away with this. One, because he's brilliant. Two, because he's willful. Three, because he has a compliant, non-existent fourth estate, better known as the news media. And that's where I come in. For 21 years, I've stood on this, not exactly this microphone, but a place like this in one of my studios, day in, day out, rain, shine, heat, sickness, health, and I've preached the gospel of borders, language, and culture. And let me tell you something. Many of you have heard the message, but not the Republican Party, certainly, and we know that the Democrat, socialist, Islamist machine has heard the message, and they've said, the hell with our borders, the hell with our language, the hell with our culture. Flood them in. Bring them in. Let the army ants come. Let's change the demographics of America so we can bamboozle the public for the next 100 years. They're power mad. And I'll tell you something else. Here is another problem. A very uncomfortable problem that I have to mention. The entire Republican, the entire conservative media, with rare exception, has pushed the wrong message. And as a result, they pushed women and minorities and gays into the Democrat fold. Instead of talking about borders, language, and culture as I have done since 1994, they've been hammering abortion, gays, and women's rights, calling them feminazis, attacking gays, talking about abortion. Now, these are important issues, but they're not the most important issues. The most important issues are the most fundamental issues, borders, language, and culture. And so when you have people on the radio who are hammering over and over again issues such as abortion, gays, calling the women's movement feminazis, you understand what that's done, don't you? It's driven many, many millions of women and young people away from the conservative message, away from the nationalist message that I am going to profess to you today as I have for the last 21 years. Borders, language, and culture. I'm also going to talk about the new book, Government Zero. I'm going to talk about it because I need you to do something. And I want to tell you something funny. I put a Facebook post up yesterday, last night, and 51,000 people went on to this, I don't know what you call them, views, social media, whatever. Here's what I said. I said I am officially blacklisted by every MSM outlet in the world. Fox, Rush, Hannity will never mention Michael Savage. They will have pimps, murderers, rapists, ISIS members on their shows, but not the most independent voice in American media, Michael Savage. They do not mention my name, as was the case with leading writers in the ex-Soviet Union. I need you to please go to a bookstore this Tuesday, Wednesday, or any day thereafter, and send the phonies a message. Please consider buying a copy of my most important book yet, Government Zero. If we can get it into the onto the New York Times bestseller list without this media cartel, without this cartel, we can show that we the people own our own lives, that we vote, and that we know who they are. I then concluded by saying, God bless you and God bless America, Michael Savage. 52,000 people within a few hours went on to that. Now, maybe that's not as big as some, but it's very big for me. It's plenty big for me. And I want to talk again now about the war. Many of you have misinterpreted the Drudge headline. It's the biggest headline of the year. And it says, with the cover of my book, Government Zero, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. And you want to hear what happened as a result of the Drudge headline? First of all, I want to thank Matt Drudge. I want to thank Breitbart. They stand out amongst the entire conglomeration, along with WorldNet Daily and Newsmax. But today, I got to thank these people. I mean, they're not personal friends of mine. I never thought it would happen. But they've shown that they put the nation above petty politics. They've shown that they know how critical the times are. And so Drudge puts up the book, and it says, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. And take a guess what's happened. People are networking all over the world saying Savage says we've lost the war. Savage has given up. Talk show hosts are saying we've given up. They're copying my message as though they said it, trying to co-opt me. That's right. That's what you'd expect from copycats. They're suddenly saying what I said, making believe they said it, and they missed the whole message because they only read headlines. Do you realize that part of the problem is that people don't even read articles anymore? They only read headlines. They don't even read beyond the headline. So it says, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. Right away. Right, left, center, they're screaming, Savage, conservative says we've lost, they've lost, hurrah. I didn't say we lost the war, did I? I said we lost the battle. And I was referring specifically to the kabuki play of Hillary Clinton's hearing last week, so-called hearing, before the Stalinist committee, the fake committee, that made believe it was grilling her when it wasn't doing, when it was doing no such thing. Shame on Trey Gowdy, he had me fooled. But here's what I want to talk about today, and here's the headline of today's show. We lost the battle, not the war. Why people read the headlines and not the story. It was on this morning, the biggest headline that I've seen. Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. The emails came pouring in. Savage has given up. There's no hope. If we've lost Savage, we've lost it all. Well, there lies the problem. People only read the headlines. They don't read the story. The real story says, I haven't given up. I have great hope. We haven't lost it all. We can win this war. But you ask me, what war am I referring to? It's the war for the heart and soul of this nation and the rest of Western civilization, which is under assault by the government itself. I lay it all out in Government Zero. And before I pause and take your calls, I want to tell you something. My book is not complaints, 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 complaints. It's solutions, 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 solutions. 41 action plans to save America. I'm not a defeatist, as my competitors may have you believe. Ella Wheeler Wilcox wrote a poem called Solitude, which begins with, laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. Now, my mother used to say that to me when she was sad and alone, crying over something terrible in her life. And I had to listen to her, and I had to learn to entertain her to keep my poor mother's tears from flooding the room. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. For the sad old earth must borrow its mirth, but has trouble enough of its own. Sing and the hills will answer. Sigh, it is lost on the air. The echoes bound to a joyful sound, but shrink from voicing care. Rejoice and men will seek you. Grieve and they turn and go. They want full measure of all your pleasure, but they do not need your woe. Be glad and your friends are many. Be sad and you lose them all. There are none to decline your nectared wine, but alone you must drink life's gall. Feast and your halls are crowded. Fast and the world goes by. Succeed and give, and it helps you live, but no man can help you die. There is room in the halls of pleasure for a large and lordly train, but one by one we must all file on through the narrow aisles of pain. What am I saying to you with this poem? Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. I am not going to sit here saying the war is over. I am not going to be one of these weepy, sad sack Republicans who have given up. I have offered you and do offer you a battle plan. A battle plan as true as necessary for the Allied invasion of Europe. We have been invaded, and we must fight back. 41 plans, 41 actions in Government Zero. Now, before I take my first break and invite you to call me at 855-407-282, I want to reiterate something. I am one of the most pronounced voices in the American media. Oh, you don't hear about me on many places. I'm not allowed on Fox News. I've been blacklisted. Shame on them. You never hear other hosts mention me. Shame on them. But tomorrow, you will see my book on the front octagon tables at Barnes & Noble, the front octagon tables at Walmart, Sam's, Costco, Books A Million, online at Amazon, and at most independent bookstores. I am a true independent, and as such, I am a true American. And I'm Michael Savage,
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO. That's what we need to do, is change the lock on our back door, because the invasion is ongoing. We need to do more than change the lock on our back door with Mexico. We need to seal the back door. We need to seal the back door with our National Guard and our military. We need to pull our military out of Korea and put the military on the border with Mexico. That's only the beginning. And as I said to you, the big story is we lost the battle, not the war. And you've got to stop reading just headlines. What's required now is work, hard work on your part. Many of you figure it'll all work out in the end. You figure, look, I can't do anything about it. Well, take a look at what that's gotten you. Say, oh, I can't do anything about it. Take a look at what Obama's doing to this nation, because you've been neutralized. I haven't been neutralized. I'm still fighting. The flames still fly out of my soul every day. Can anyone listening to this show say to me that you know men 30 years younger than me who have more fire than I do for this nation? Tell me who they are, because I'll tell you who they are. You don't know who they are. They're in Afghanistan. They're in Iraq. They're in places we don't even know. They're soldiers. They're sailors. They're Marines. They're assassins for the CIA. They're the ones with the real fire. You need to do something. We almost lost World War II. I'm trying to tell you the story. Did you know we almost lost World War II? Did you know that that almost happened? Yes, we're losing battle after battle, but we can turn it around. There were many times in World War II that we could have lost the war. And many of you wouldn't be here had we lost the war. Had the Eddies, who lie underground right now, can you lower the music? Had the Eddies who lie underground right now not given their lives to beat Hitler, you'd be a lampshade or a bar of soap. You need to stand up and fight this leftist, communist, Islamist invasion. Dig in, move forward, fight back. I'll tell you how to do it right here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
I don't know about you, but listen to that music. I start to shake. I start to shudder. Every fiber in my being wants to fight. I want to go out in the street and organize 10 million people to take over the country. I mean, I will not do it. We don't do that. We don't rebel in America. We don't have revolutions. We let the revolutionary in the White House take over the country and crap on everything decent. We let the left-wing vermin, the perverts, the anti-Americans, the anti-military, anti-family, anti-church, anti-God, anti-children, anti-decency, we let them take over. We don't fight. They do. We let them take over the media. We don't fight. We let them do it. We let all of the lowest take the highest positions. They sell us out. They undermine us. They stab us in the back. They undermine the cops with the Black Lives Matter bunch of rabble in the gutters of New York yesterday, led by a vermin from Hollywood who made his fortune with violent movies, Tarantino, or Taranto, whatever his name is. Who pays attention to this drug-addicted fool? Can you imagine the day that they're burying a cop, a black cop at that, killed by a black thug at that, that the SS of our time, the SA of our time, the brown shirts of our time, Black Lives Matter marches in New York City against police brutality. And who's leading the parade? A white communist lout. A man who makes his fortune putting out one violent movie after another. So they fight. They've won. They've won one battle after another. I don't suggest that we're going to take over Hollywood. I don't suggest Spielberg, Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Geffen, and the other secret hands that run Hollywood and the image machine. I don't suspect that they're going to change their tune anytime soon. I don't suspect that any day now they're going to wake up and say, holy God, we're just liable to be swept away ourselves if we don't stand up for the country. I don't expect that to happen. Business will go on as usual amongst these people. They don't even know what's going on around them. I don't expect a Boxer Rebellion in the United States. Look up the Boxer Rebellion. I've been to many Double Ten parades in San Francisco's Chinatown. I know what they are. Most Americans look at it, they think it's just funny with dragons marching in the street. Again, they look at the surface. They don't look at the substance of what the parade represents. They don't understand that the Chinese rebelled against Western influence. They rebelled against the opium. They rebelled against the missionaries who were basically stealing their own culture and religion. By the way, incidentally. And so, I don't expect those things to happen here. But I do expect you to stop the Muslim invasion of America before it's too late. I do expect you to understand that the Republicans are in cahoots with Hillary. I do hope you understand that an entire generation has been numbed by medication. I gave an interview Saturday morning, my first interview of this book tour. I'm calling it a virtual book tour because I don't actually do book tours. Other authors have to do the 10-city tour. It's horrible. It's very hard. I did them for many years before I had radio. Sitting in hotel rooms, sitting in green rooms, getting 3 minutes of fame on a radio or television show. That's if you're not bumped for some slut that slipped on the on a banana peel in Hollywood. Tell you those stories one day. But anyway, here I am. I started Saturday, gave an interview to Breitbart News. And an interview that is unparalleled, by the way, in its depth. I spoke with a young man named Alexander Marlowe, who's Breitbart News editor-in-chief. He's a young man who knows what's going on. He's dedicated his life to the entire conservative battle, as have many people on Breitbart. Not all, many. But he's one of the true ones. And it was an amazing interview. And I'll tell you more about it later. But I want to get back to you. I said we lost the battle, not the war. It's because you're only reading the headlines. You have to understand the details of the war that is being waged against us. By our leaders, against us by Islamic fascists, against us by our so-called educators, against us by our clergy, against us by our government scientists. The list goes on and on. The refugee invasion is a definite loss for Western civilization, but it is only one battle. I need you to get involved. And again, during World War II, I have to go back to you again, the same story. We almost lost the war. We could have lost the war. Had Hitler abided by the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact and not launched Operation Barbarossa, Germany would likely have won the war. Did you know that? And was it not also for sabotage in the military plants, sabotage primarily by slave laborers who also didn't give up? That's such an important point. It's so important that you hear me. Here were mainly Jews who had been enslaved, and the smartest ones were put to work for the war machine of Hitler. And they sabotaged the war machine. They didn't roll over and die, as the media would have you believe. They sabotaged Germany's industrial might, especially Germany's jet fighters, the ME-262 and the JG-7. Had there been no sabotage in Germany's war plants, those jets would have been in full production and online years earlier, while the British Meteor, a jet fighter, was only on the drawing board. But as it was, the ME-262 flew almost a year ahead of the Meteor, and Lockheed didn't have the P-80, the first U.S. jet fighter, ready until Korea, 6 years later. With large-scale production and deployment of the Messerschmitt 262, as late as spring 1944, Germany could have owned the skies. And with bases at Brussels and Lille, the Swallow could have not only stopped Allied bombing of Germany, but have easily escorted bombers to London and wiped London off the map. But as I said to you, the slave laborers sabotaged the war plants. You may not know this. Did they give up? They already lost everything. They lost their freedom, didn't they? They were enslaved. They're working in a slave labor camp in military factories in Germany. Did they give up? No, they didn't give up, damn it! Stop with the defeatism! Stop listening to the drug addicts in the Republican Party, the old drunks like Boehner. Stop giving up. Now is the time to fight before you are in fact enslaved. We got plenty of time to fight back, but you need to know what the battle is, who you're fighting, and what to do. Right now, there's nobody leading you. Nobody. Most people in the radio sit and moan and groan every day, all day long. Founding fathers this, Jefferson that. How much can you listen to that crap about 200 years ago? It's a different ball game today, and you need a different war plan. And I give you the war plan. Nobody else gives you the war plan. I am the architect of the new America. And I'm not going to sit there waiting for someone to say, oh, you're great, Savage. You did it again. You're the leader. I don't need anyone to tell me what I am. I know who I am. And I need you, the Savage Army, to understand it, because you can go out there and change the course of human events. You can stop this devil in the White House. You can stop all of them. It's only you who could stop them. There is no political structure to stop them. Only you, the people, could stop them. And I lay it all out in the book, Government Zero. 41 action plans. You think it's a joke? Do you think it's just a hype to sell a book? Well, I pity you. If you're that cynical that you don't see what's really going on, and you don't see how much I really care about this nation, then I pity you. I don't have any disrespect for you. I just pity you that you think everything is a joke and everything is a con and everything is a con. Everything is a con to get you to spend a dollar. My friends, there are people who actually love this country, only you never see them. You rarely ever see them. They're in military locations around the globe. They're all over the globe, but you don't see them. Just last week, one of them died. Delta Force man, 4 children, Oklahoma. And what did Barry send him to do that he died? He sent him to rescue a bunch of Iraqi military who have been captured by ISIS. There was not one American in that bunch that was saved by our Delta Force. Not one American was saved. But one of our bravest died because Barry sent him to his death. He wasted our Delta Force on the Iraqi military. Can you believe that we have such a lunatic as commander-in-chief? Can you imagine that we're in such a state and no one says a word? Now, I could go on and on with you and talk about the idiots in the media. What good is it going to do? It's you who count. Do you know how many of you there are? My estimate, 30 to 50 million of you. Do you realize what could happen if you were organized against this leftist Islamist machine, which I call the progressive Islamist juggernaut? Do you have any idea what power you have? If you're not distracted by issues such as women's rights, gay marriage and abortion, if you stop thinking about those issues for a while and really think about borders, language and culture, that's not to say that abortion's not a big issue. Everyone in Planned Parenthood should be in prison for conducting a genocide against the unborn. I've said that. They should be in prison. Even Hitler didn't sell baby body parts. Even Hitler's Germany didn't sell baby body parts. That's how far we've fallen as a nation. And what one person does with another, behind closed doors, whatever the sexual behavior may be, I could give a darn less. As long as children are not bothered, hey, it's a free country. If you want to disgrace your body, if you want to disgrace what God gave you, if you want to mix up the entire world with your thing, go ahead and do it. It's not my business. But to sit and attack these people every day in a subtle way only drives the women and drives young people away from your message. And that's how the left has won. It's been a 30-year campaign. So I'll take a few calls here at 855-407-2822. We have lost the battle, not the war. I'll come back and talk about how close the USA was to losing World War II. Was it not for those who fought a subterranean war against Hitler and Japan? Do you know that the V-1 and V-2 rockets were light years ahead of Allied technology? Did you know that? And did you know that our own space program relied significantly on German scientists and technology developed under Hitler? Mainly the scientists led by Wernher von Braun. Did you know we wouldn't have had a space program at all was it not for the German scientists? That's a whole separate story. And had Heisenberg, Esau, been given appropriate facilities and had the heavy water experiments not been sabotaged, Hitler would have had atomic bombs at Stalingrad, and he would have used them at Normandy. And it would have been a simple matter to deliver one in the invasion fleet by means of a conventional Ju-88 or a Henkel 177, either by free fall or possibly on a reconfigured Henschel HE-293 or HE-294. He could have launched it on a missile. He could have launched it on a missile and wiped out our invasion fleet. But why didn't he? Why were the V-1 and V-2 rockets not used? Why? Because of sabotage in the war plants by slaves, slave laborers, mainly Jews. And also another factor. the great waste of money, resources, and labor on the extermination camps and the extermination of Jews and others, many of whom could have been part of Germany had the mad lunatic not wanted to kill them. All of this insanity of extermination and death camps delayed the rocket program and delayed production of the German SAM missile program. That would have turned the tide of war. Now, I'm not here to talk about World War II. I'm talking about World War III, the one that we've been engaged in even before 9/11. This war goes back 1,000 years. But never before have the invaders had, how shall I put it, a welcoming committee in the countries that they're invading. A welcoming committee. Take a look at what's going on in Germany. You have to ask yourself, is the leader of Germany, this pudgy East German woman, almost out of a, I'm trying to remember the author, I can't remember, his main name isn't coming up, almost a caricature of, let's just forget what she looks like. Do you know what's going on in Germany? Being invaded by the leader of Germany? Do you know what's going on? I'll read you a female physician from Munich, Germany, who sent the message to the world. And you're not going to believe it unless you understand what is going on and what will go on here. Yesterday, she said at the hospital, we had a meeting about how the situation here and at the other Munich hospitals is unsustainable. Clinics cannot handle emergencies, so they're starting to send everything to the hospitals. Many Muslims are refusing treatment by female staff, and we women are refusing to go along with these animals, especially from Africa. Relations between the staff and migrants are going from bad to worse. Since last weekend, migrants going to the hospitals are being accompanied by police with canine units. That's what's going on in Germany. And it's coming to a hospital and a school near you unless you hear my message today.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
While Hitler invaded other countries, Merkel and Obama, I should say Cameron, are invading their own countries with foreigners. Period. That's what I take a look at what I just said. Who's invading this country? Could they get here? Was it not for the leader of this country who was bringing them in? Many migrants, I'm being told, have AIDS, syphilis, open TB, and many exotic diseases that the nurse says we in Europe do not know how to treat. If they receive a prescription in the pharmacy and they learn they have to pay cash, this leads to unbelievable outbursts, especially when it is about medication for their children. So they ditch their children with pharmacy staff and they say, so cure them yourselves. And so the police are not just guarding the clinics and hospitals, but also large pharmacies in Germany because of the traitor Merkel. And then she says, where are all those who had welcomed them in front of TV cameras with signs at train stations? Do you know about the liberals in Germany who stood there with signs waving them in? Did you know most of them worked for government organizations or were getting salaries to do so? Until now, the number of unemployed in Germany was 2.2 million. Now will be at least 3.5 million. Most of these immigrants are completely unemployable. A bare minimum of them have any education. The women do not work at all. She estimates that 1 in 10 is pregnant. Hundreds of thousands of them have brought along infants and kids under 6, emaciated and neglected. Germany has been invaded. Merkel is the general of the invasion. Obama has invaded America. First it was with people south of the border, and now he wants to bring in at least 100,000 Syrian Muslims, most of whom are of military age, and they're men. Government zero. No borders, no language, no culture. Go to a bookstore tomorrow and see what happens when you look for the book and report back to me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders language, culture, and here he is, Michael Savage.
American flag waving proudly in the breeze. Do you see millions of men marching? Do you feel your heart pounding with desire to take your country back? You're not alone. Believe me, you're not alone. We're not outnumbered. We've been outsmarted. Oh, we've lost the battle, but we haven't lost the war. As I taught you in the last hour, Germany would have won the war had it not been for sabotage performed by slave laborers in their defense plants. Their war plants, really. But the slave laborers didn't give up, even though they were slaves. And you've given up? Well, you really have given up. What you've done is you say, who cares? What am I going to do about it? It's all hot air. I can't do anything. That means you've given up. It means you're weaker than a slave. You've given up. You're not fighting Obama. You're not fighting the DNC. You're not fighting the Islamist front groups. You've given up. I haven't given up. We've lost the battle, not the war. The first article on this was published 4 days ago on WorldNet Daily. You can find it on the top of the Drudge Report. I'm sure it's being hit 1,000 times an hour. I don't know how often people are reading this now. But I'm glad it went on to Drudge, and I want to thank Matt Drudge for this. Because the fact of the matter is, I am the only member of the American media who is blacklisted. I am officially announcing that I am blacklisted. And you can thank those who own Fox News for having blacklisted me. They'll get along fine without me, and I'll get along fine without you, without them, because I have you. You understand that? They don't have you. They don't have you as a demographic. They don't care about illegal immigration. Or shall I say, they're in favor of illegal immigration. I happen to know for a fact that the official party line inside Fox News is to never talk about illegal immigration. And number two, make sure that Hillary becomes the president. You may not know any of this. Shadows on the wall. But the fact is that I have a different vision. I see what's going on. I see the invasion. I see what's going on in Germany. I see what Merkel has done to Germany. I see she's a traitor who should be tried for war crimes for what she's done to Germany. I read from a nurse's letter to a friend of mine. In a hospital near the Rhine, migrants, i.e. Syrian Muslims, African Muslims, attacked the staff with knives after they had handed over an 8-month-old on the brink of death, which they had dragged across half of Europe for 3 months. The child died 2 days later, despite having received top care at one of the best pediatric clinics in Germany. The physician had to undergo surgery, and two nurses are laid up in the ICU. Nobody has been punished. The local press is forbidden to write about this, but we know about it through email. This is all hidden information. What I'm reading to you may as well have come through the underground press in World War II of what is going on. And then she asked, what would have happened to a German if he had stabbed a doctor and nurses with a knife? Or if he had flung his own syphilis-infected urine into a nurse's face and so threatened her with infection? At a minimum, a German would have gone to jail and later to court. With these people, nothing has happened. And so she says, I ask, where are all those greeters and receivers from the train stations, sitting prettily at home enjoying their nonprofits and looking forward to more trains and their next batch of cash from acting like greeters at the stations? If it were up to me, the nurse writes, I would round up all these greeters and bring them here, first to our hospital's emergency ward as attendants, then into one building with the migrants so they can look after them there themselves, without armed police, without police dogs, who today are in every hospital here in Bavaria, and without medical help. Is this situation coming to America, says a female physician in Munich, Germany, via a message to the world being read for you for the first time in the American media on the Savage Nation. And so I write for WorldNet Daily. They write the article rather last Tuesday, and it says, a major battle in a war over the future of Western civilization has been lost. Battle lost. As millions of migrants from the Middle East who largely oppose Judeo-Christian values and have no intention of assimilating flood the United States, Britain, France, Germany, and other nations. Talk radio host Michael Savage told his listeners last Tuesday. Savage said he received an email from someone he described as far smarter than I am and far seeing. He said to me, it's over. Paraphrasing the email, Savage said that what German Chancellor Heil Herr Angela Merkel is doing to Germany, what the weakling is doing to England, what the socialist is doing to France, What Obama the psycho is doing to America will render this country non-existent in less than 50 years. And I said to him, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. But the fact of the matter is the world is changing in ways you could never have imagined. Savage later affirmed to a caller that he hasn't given up, noting that he presents in his upcoming book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, 40 Actions to Save America. Savage added, we haven't lost the war. The war has just begun. Because 30 million to 40 million Americans have finally awakened to what the psychopath has done to this country. And they want to stop him from doing more. They want to stop the madman before it's too late. You can read the article yourself. Go to Drudge. Go to Match. I'm sorry. Go to Drudge.com. www.drudge.com. I'm getting so ahead of myself. You know, my father used to have to slow me down. When I get so excited as a little boy, I remember my poor dad would say, now, Michael, he said, put one foot in front of the other, do one thing at a time. I guess today I'd have ADD or ADHD. They would have put me on drugs and I'd be a dentist. Probably would have been dead 15 years by now from boredom. Nothing against dentistry. I'm just saying. I was always like going 10 places at once. Well, right now I'm going in one place. And that's directly to you through this microphone, which has been granted to me by God himself. One day I'll tell the story. I've hinted at it 100 times. Every time I thought I was finished, some hand would come along and put me back in front of the public. Almost miraculous, isn't it? In this world, for a man like me to survive this long in the media. Think about what I just said to you. When you consider what a firebrand I really am, when you consider how strongly I present my case and my words and my positions and my beliefs, how genuinely, how directly to you every day for 21 years, don't you think it's kind of a miracle that this is allowed to even be broadcast? Don't you think it's quite a phenomenon? And don't you think that there are some forces that I should say otherworldly or supernatural that has permitted this to happen? Yeah, well, there's a reason for it. Because in every generation, there are a few people who come along who change things. Look at what Obama has done to this country. He is one of the most dangerous people has ever come along in American history. And look at what he's gotten away with. And there's been almost, not a peep. He neutralized the Republican Party. He has the media in his back pocket. Jake, I have a word for him. It rhymes with Tapper, but I can't use it. It's a family show. I say he's the worst of them. I say he's amongst the worst of them, but he's not the issue. He's just one of them. They're all part and parcel of the same game. So he owns the media. There is no Republican opposition party. And then you have the talk radio sphere, the blogosphere, and people are focused on the wrong issues. Instead of talking about gays, gay rights, Caitlyn Jenner, gays, abortion, women's rights, you've missed the whole point. You've fallen right into their trap. You should be talking only about borders, language, and culture. That's it. That's my message for 21 years. And now, by the way, my day has come. You know, they used to say every dog has his day. Well, this is my day. Every dog has his day. For years, I've been preaching the same message. Sometimes crying in the wilderness. Shouting in the wilderness, walking alone. If you think that I've enjoyed these 21 years, you're kind of mistaken. I become an outcast. I become ostracized because of my positions, my beliefs. I don't think you understand the price that's paid for this. You say, oh, well, you're not in prison, though, and you're still functioning and you're making a good living. Yes. But if you think that's all a man desires in life or wants in life, you're mistaken. But I'm not here to complain. I'm here to tell you that there's something that must be done. And that's you. And over the next week, I may just do a filibuster. I'm thinking about how to do this starting tomorrow when the book is in the stores. I may just filibuster the airwaves. I may read from page 1 to page 300 and all the references until I'm finished. I may do like a late night session in Congress. I may go from the beginning of the show, 3 hours later, 5-10 days in a row until I finish reading every word of the book. For those of you who cannot afford it, for those of you who are in prison, can't get it, for those of you who don't want to buy it or can't buy it, I may just read it on the air. It might be more interesting than reading news stories. But I have so much more to cover. I invite you to join the conversation. Again, I ask you to please read the World Net Daily article on the top of the Drudge Report, and don't forget to click on the next one. This has been a double banner day for me. I never expected this. It was a shock, by the way, to wake up this morning, given that I'm such an outcast and such a loner. When I saw that Matt Drudge had linked the cover of my book, yeah, it's still there, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. And the article, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. And to top it off, underneath it, Republicans in cahoots with Hillary. And I click on it, it's about me from Breitbart. I never expected it. Never. No, I never thought this would happen. Never. Ask yourself how it is that I have written five, I think it's six bestsellers in a row. Six New York Times bestsellers in a row. If I read to you the names of the radio and TV shows I will be on over the next week, you will come to understand who is on which side of the aisle. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Change the bumpers today to the Battle Hymn of the Republic because it's the only thing that's running through my ears. But I want you to decide, you the listener, which side of the aisle the individuals and the shows who are not mentioned here are on. Never mind what they say to you. I'm going to read you the short list of those who have agreed to talk about my book. Breitbart, KSFO Radio, Morning Show, Newsmax TV, John DePetro Show, Laura Ingraham, Alex Jones. That's it. That's it. You've heard the whole list. You decide which side of the aisle Fox News and the Rush cartel is really on, and then you'll understand why you've lost the battle. Then maybe you'll come to understand there's shadows on the wall and you've been played. Michael Savage Unleashed. Stop the Muslim invasion of America. Republicans are in cahoots with Hillary. A generation numbed by meds. I gave an interview with Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alexander Marlow. I think he's a young man in his 20s, on the book Government Zero. And he aired it on Sirius XM Patriot over the weekend. I think the interview was so powerful that I'm going to play a piece of it when I come back after the bottom of the hour. Because you've got to hear it. You got to hear that there are young people who are knowledgeable about what is going on and what needs to be done. Not everyone's a dummy. And something I didn't mention today, I think it's important to say right now. Many of you say, ah, you know, he's a really good salesman. He's selling his book. Yeah, I get it. You know, you're all so cynical. Oh, you're so cynical. You can look through everything, can't you? You're so smart that you've lost your country. You can't see through a Barack Obama and what a Machiavellian monster he is. You can't see through any of that, can you? But you can see through me, you think, right? Well, let me tell you something. I gave away $100,000 of my own money to the Savage Scholarship Fund, in case you missed that show. I don't boast about it, but I think it's important you know it. I gave out five $20,000 prizes last month, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and every dollar that I earn on this book, Government Zero, above the advance, every dollar of profit, every dollar will go into the Savage Scholarship Fund, and it's not a nonprofit organization, by the way. I specifically would not make it a nonprofit organization. I didn't get a tax write-off for it, nor will you. Because you know, I'm not asking you for donations. I'm like Donald Trump. I'm not asking you for any money. You hear what I just said to you? I'm not asking you for donations to the Savage Scholarship Fund because there is no such private foundation in terms of a nonprofit, rather. You can't give money to it right now. I give the money to it. And that's why I want you to buy the book. How do you like that? So if you care about the next generation and you want to do something, buy the book. All profits go to that fund. See, I'd like that to be one of my legacies. I want that to live beyond me, whether it's beyond me in the media or beyond me in life itself. I want that to be a legacy of Michael Savage, the Savage Scholarship Fund. You know how many years I've searched to leave something behind other than my books and my few silly little paintings? My writings, my journals. Well, what do you really leave behind? What does a man leave behind? I'm not dead yet, but I'm saying we think about these things after a certain point in our life. What am I going to leave behind? 21 years of broadcasts? A message of borders, language, and culture? You'll forget me a minute after I'm dead. But the Savage Scholarship Fund will go on. It's simple. An essay on what it means to be an American. 500 words or less. You can't believe the essays that we got. You can see the winning essays on MichaelSavage.com.
I'd like this to go on for the next X number of years. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to kick it off with the book, in this sense. And if you think it's just about selling books, I've showed you. I gave away $100,000 of my own money last year to the fund. What more do I need to do to prove to you that I really care about what I'm saying? Well, I can't do any more than what I've already done. It's that simple. Let's take a couple of quick calls. You've been holding so long. Mark on WBAP in Dallas, Texas. Fire away. You're on the Savage Nation today. First call of the day.
Yes, sir. I just want to let you know, Mr. Savage, here in Central Texas, for the first time ever, I went on that Amazon.com. I bought one of your books. They said it's going to be to my house on the 27th. Good luck on that, because I live in rural America, nowhere USA. Second, I'm going to read it, chew on it, digest it. Then I'm going to give it to my neighbor, liberal screwstick, that keeps verbally wanting to joust about things he has no clue about.
Wait, did you say to your neighbor?
I keep on telling him.
Wait, sir, did you say you're going to give it to your neighbor?
Yes, sir. Well, after I read the one that you wrote...
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's to a liberal neighbor who doesn't really know what's going on. That's exactly what I'm asking people to do. Buy one, give one free. How's that? Give one to your neighbor. And when they say, you know what, I don't want to read that crap, you know what you say to them? I thought you're such an open-minded liberal. Why don't you at least read what this scholar has to say about it? There's 30 pages of references. Why don't you read it and then discuss it with me? Challenge them. That's the point.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I must say, and I'm not one to flatter too many people, but I think our interview last year when you were on this program was definitely one of the highlights for me.
Well, I'd like to make news today with you so that people don't think it's, oh, ho-hum, another book. Last time it was Stop the Coming Civil War, and I don't know whether we stopped it or started it, but the fact of the matter is we did something big last time, and that was to get all the conservatives who were not going to vote to hold their nose and vote for Romney, and I told them to do that. I said our object was, after the Republicans were put back in power, our work would begin, and we would have to hold their feet to the fire. Well, that didn't work out too well. They have no feet to hold to the fire. They're footless.
Wow.
So here we go again. We're down to the wire. Government zero. No borders, no language, no culture. What do we do about a rogue government? And what does the title mean is the question. Government zero. Meaning
yes.
More government. Zero representation. It's a government unto itself. It doesn't represent the people. We all know that. So what do we do about it? Well, first we have to come up with a plan. And I have a 40-point action plan in the back of the book, last chapter. But before we get there, I have to say this at the outset. The most important thing I'm trying to do is have everyone who knows the story tell the story to someone who doesn't know the story. There's a wife, there's a husband, there's a daughter in college, there's a brother-in-law, there's a neighbor, who may be nice, good people, intelligent, but they have no idea what the tsunami is that has hit America. They don't even know they're swimming in it. They don't know they're in the eye of the storm. They have no idea about the Muslim invasion. They have no idea about the rogue government. They have no idea about Barry in the White House. And my object is to take one last chance at awakening America. You know, many years ago I started the Paul Revere Society back in the early 90s. Those were the progenitors of the Tea Party. I have to say it myself, we used to have thousands of people attend these events, the Paul Revere Society events, name them and shame them, try them and fry them. Well, we have a movement. There are millions of activated people in the country, but we don't have representation. That's the problem. Isn't that correct?
This awakening of America, Dr. Savage, this is so key because we are standing idly by, are we not, as people come in who have no intention of assimilating. I've lived in Los Angeles all over it. They're not trying to live up to the American dream, many of them. They're trying to just co-opt America for their own purposes.
Well, that's half the problem. If we thought we had a problem with the illegals from south of the border, that's nothing compared to what's coming. If Barry from Honolulu is allowed to bring in, what, 100,000 Syrian Muslims, most of whom are military-age men? Don't you love the pictures? Even Breitbart has the best pictures, by the way,
Thank you.
Urges of migrants into Europe. Do you notice that there are almost no women and children except when you do a close? When the AP or Reuters wants to propagandize the fact that it's families fleeing, they show women and children. But if you actually look at the pictures on Breitbart, it's 90% men of military age. They're fleeing the war because they're probably here to start one. I haven't any idea why there's no opposition to this, not only from the Republican Party, but from the American people. But I think that with your show, shows like yours, mine, books like Government Zero, we just might be able to stop them before they sweep over this nation and convert it into something it was never intended to be.
I got a theory that I think a lot of the reason why we accept it is because we've all been brainwashed in terms of multiculturalism. Is that and it's a there's no American exceptionalism, there's no patriotism, but you're taught that all cultures are equal and that all cultures are equally a part of American life and that there's no culture that's better than the next.
Well, I understand what the brainwashing is. Now, couple that with your generation, not you, having been raised on medication. A lot of the kids in your generation, and I have two children who are grown, I saw the pressures on us. We're raised on Adderall, Ritalin, Adderall. This was all a gigantic destruction of the critical mind. Let's put it that way. You put people on these medications, they feel better, but they're not thinking anymore because they're not feeling anything. And the object was to numb people. Once you numb a population and you convert them over to hedonists, where if it feels good, do it, the ethos of the 60s, you can mold them into any shape that you want. And believe me, they're winning. I mean, the other day I was on the radio, I said something that was written up. It's a big story for next week, which is I said we've lost the battle. And I had many people calling saying, Savage, I didn't know that you were a defeatist. I said, I didn't say we lost the war. I said we've lost the battle. Now, that was the day before. I said it on Wednesday. That was the day before Hillary smashed the Republicans into dust at the hearing, which is another story. I think it was orchestrated, incidentally. It was a kabuki play. They were in cahoots with her. We can talk about that if you want, because they could have brought in a surprise witness, like the brother from Sicily and the Godfather, who would upset the whole hearings. And that surprise witness could have been any one of the generals or admirals who was ready to send aid to Benghazi, who was fired right after the Benghazi disaster, in order to make certain that they wouldn't testify. There were generals and admirals dismissed by Obama almost immediately after the Benghazi disaster. General Carter Ham served as head of the United States African Command during the bloodshed in Benghazi when the four Americans were murdered, right? Now, who was Ham? Very few people know he was a career military man, African-American, by the way, 26 years of service. And even he, because he was critical of the Obama administration for not sending reinforcements to help the U.S. citizens under attack in Benghazi, Ham was, quote, resigned and retired in April 2013. They threw him out. Stalin shot the generals who he opposed. Obama smears them and fires them. He could have been brought in. He could have been brought into the hearing as a surprise witness, saying we were ready, willing, and able to send aid. Rear Admiral Charles Guet, Navy, commander of carrier Strike Group 3, the best of them, in charge of aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea the night of the Benghazi assault on September 11, 2012. Under testimony, he said he could have launched aircraft to the destination. Now listen what they did to this man. He was accused of using profanity in a public setting. Can you believe that that was the pretext for firing a hero such as Admiral Charles Guet, commander of the carrier strike group, who could have sent aid to Benghazi? Now, you ask yourself, why didn't the Republicans call him during the hearing to testify that he was ready, willing, and able to send aid? The answer is because they probably threatened them. They retired him with full pay under the assumption that if he ever testifies against this administration, this corrupt Government Zero of ours, at least that's my guess, okay? I'm writing a movie script. And if it was a movie, the Republicans really wanted to show the good guys winning. In the end, they bring in one of these admirals, generals fired right after Benghazi. He testifies. The hearing erupts into a stunned silence. That's the end of Hillary Clinton's career. So you ask yourself, why didn't they bring them in? Answer, because they were in cahoots with Hillary to make certain she walked away unscathed, to anoint her the next president of the United States of America. It's a plan. It's a plot. It's unbelievable. It's government zero from the top to the bottom.
Do you even know what this song is? When I listen to it, something in me starts to move. I know many people hear it and they want to just get into a line with people. They want to be with thousands or tens of thousands and march on Washington. And yet most of the people that you look around yourself and see don't know what the song is. They don't know what the Battle Hymn of the Republic is. They have no connection to the nation. They have no connection to the music of the nation. They have no connection to the language of the nation. They have no connection to the borders of the nation. They have no connection to the culture of the nation. You get it? Take a look. Go look at your cab driver. Go look around. Look at your country. Is it your country? I was watching National Geographic last night with the great brainwashing, how we all descend from a woman and a man in Africa. Now, that happens to be a theory, by the way. It's not a proven fact. But on and on and on, National Geographic went on and on how everyone on Earth descends from two people in Africa. I was astounded at the simple message that they were putting out. They'd gone back to the two people in Africa about 50 times in the first half an hour. No matter who you were, an Eskimo, an Inuit, a blonde Norwegian, an Indonesian, a Thai, an Ashkenazi Jew, a Sephardic Jew, a Turk, you all came from Africa. Now, I grew up having learned that mankind originated in the area known as the Levant, which would be Iraq, the cradle of civilization. That's what we were taught. But then again, we had not yet achieved the status of knowledge that we have today with microgenetics, so they say. I said, there's something wrong with this picture, because common sense would dictate that this is not true. Just common sense. So I did some research last night, and guess what I found out? Yeah, maybe that 98% of all scientists agree we descended from two people in Africa. Well, 98% of government scientists agree that man is destroying the earth with global warming. But I'm interested in the 2%, the outliers who don't agree with that theory of global warming. I'm interested in all the evidence. There was a time that 99% of all the people on earth in the established circles of the world at the time said that the sun moved around the earth. And anyone who said otherwise was punished quite severely, the same way that the global warmists want to punish those who want to present other evidence. Well, I researched it just quickly. I Googled it. Other theories other than man originated in Africa, there are quite a few people who don't agree with it in science. And what, should they be hung? Should they be fired? Should they be thrown out of academia? Should their evidence be destroyed? Should the human skulls that were found that disprove this theory be smashed into fragments and thrown into the East River because it doesn't fit the current dialogue? This is exactly what I'm trying to tell you. We've never lived in a time like this, in modern time. Oh, yeah. Hey, 1500s, for sure we lived like this. But under Obama, he's taken us back 500 years in terms of the critical mind. 500 years he's taken us back to not questioning authority. 500 years he wants us to believe that whatever he says comes out of his mouth is true. Then he had the Pope come up here, come around the world, do the Pope's World Tour, equivalent of the Rolling Stone Tour, the Pope's World Tour on global warming and global income inequality, the Pope's Grand Liberal Communist Tour. There's a chapter in my book entitled Zero Religion, Lenin's Pope. But the better chapter is Zero Science on page 226. Boy, would I love to read this to you. God, I would love to read it to you. And I think I should read a page or two for you to see how good this stuff is. I want you to see how scholarly my books are. If you think that it's just right-wing crap written by a knuckle-dragging conservative. No one on the left has matched me. Nobody ever has matched me in output or in quality. And for those of you who are doubting Thomas's, why don't you give yourself a break and read it? Read it for free like you do when you go into Barnes & Noble. You pay for nothing anyway. I see all you liberals ruining the magazines and books. All of you wonderful liberals. No wonder you drove Borders out of business. You go there and sit there and thumb every magazine, 30 books, you spill coffee on it, and then you leave. You don't buy anything. No wonder they went out of business. You, to you, everything's a public library. There's no such thing as free enterprise to a liberal. They go into Barnes & Noble, they sit there and thumb the magazines, and they leave them on a table with crumbs in it. I don't even think that they bought the cookie there. They probably bought it somewhere else and dribbled the cookie crumbs onto the magazine. Why don't you go read the book for free if you're too cheap to actually buy it? All you good, smart, superior leftists. And see if you can match the horsepower of Michael Savage. I doubt it. Earlier this year, a study by Germany's Max Planck Institute for Meteorology dealt with American climate scientists Pat Michaels and Chip Knappenberger called a death blow to global warming hysteria. The study proves what any real scientist already knew. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, models that predict significant warming with increases in atmospheric carbon dioxide are wrong. Nevertheless, the Presidente continues to pursue his climate change action plan with strong support from progressives, including the Pope, who used this imaginary crisis to pursue their all-out attack on private property and free enterprise. Well, I can read the rest of the chapter to you. I'd rather you read it yourself. But where I go from there is on page 227, where I talk about how science has been hijacked. And I talk about Lysenkoism then and now. Now, those of you who have any scientific background understand who Lysenko is. I'm one of the few people who go back far enough. I remember hearing about Lysenko. God, it was in the early 50s. Remember, I got my bachelor's degree. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm not sorry. It is what it is. I can't be sorry or sad. I got my bachelor's degree in 1963. I entered college in 1959. And so Lysenko was still operational when I was learning biology. And Lysenkoism was taught to us as an example of what the Soviets had done to scientists. And I woke up one day and I said, holy God, what Stalin did to scientists, Obama's done to scientists in our time. Read about it in Government Zero. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. And hour number two comes to a close, and I know several affiliates leave me at this point, unfortunately for me and them. I want to say this. If you do buy my book, Government Zero, tomorrow in a bookstore, and it'll be everywhere, on every Octagon table in Barnes & Noble, it's going to be big. If you buy it, please buy it in the next few days. Octagon table, front of BNN. And by the way, I want you to report back to me if it's not there, the name of the store. It will be in Walmart, Sam's, Costco, Books A Million, and of course online at Amazon. And at most independent bookstores, except the most liberal ones, especially in my hometown, which don't carry my works. You will learn new facts from the book, which you can use to defeat the liberal agenda when speaking with neighbors. Most of them are nice people, by the way. That's why they're called neighbors. They're not your enemies. They're just ignorant of what's actually going on around them. And I'm trying to arm you with the verbal information to change the course of human events. It's been wonderful being with you these 2 hours across America on over 200 stations. There's another huge hour on the Savage Nation. I'll take your calls. I'll give you all the breaking news, including war with China. Oh, yes. Barry from Honolulu has threatened war with Russia, and now he sent a destroyer to China to threaten them. What a saber-rattling that is. That's like taking out a pocket knife in a gun battle.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave on me. Here come Tuesday.
Yeah, here come Tuesday. But today is still Monday on the Savage Nation. We have another big hour here, and this is the caller hour and the news hour. And it's 855-407-2282. If you get a call to the program, you'll probably be heard by more people than you've met in your entire life. It's a pretty awesome concept, but that's the truth. In any 15 minutes on this show, I want you to envision the largest football stadium in America. And then I want you to envision that crowd and triple it. That's approximately the number of people who are listening at any time during the week to this show. Now, it sounds intimidating, and it is if you try to imagine each and every one of them as listening to you personally, but they're listening to you collectively. And collectively is what we're talking about, the mass mind, mass media. Barack Obama is the most brilliant user of the mass media in the history of America. Look what he's done to this country. Do you know that a foreigner who invaded the country could not get away with as much damage as he's inflicted on the nation's institutions as he has without firing a shot? Think about how brilliant he really is. But then again, when you have people like Jake Woodpecker on your side and all of the other minions, the entire Fox News channel on your side while pretending they're not, it's kind of easy to get by with a little help from your friends. It's even easier to get high with a little help from your friends. The Beatles told us this day would come. And if you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. Karl Marx taught that to all the leftists. And unfortunately, America is one of those eggs that needs to be cracked into the omelet called the New World Order. Look at what Merkel's doing to Germany. Take a look at the pictures. Miles, miles, miles of immigrants marching into Germany like army ants, like hungry army ants, getting ready to devour the nest. Now, you'd say, where's the military? Why isn't the military being put on the borders with Germany to stop the invasion? Well, that requires a general, a leader, a commander-in-chief, who A, sees the invasion and is willing to stop it. But they have no one stopping it. In fact, the exact opposite is the truth. Merkel is actually leading the invasion of her own nation, as has Barry done ever since he was put into power. No, what do you think that surge was last summer? Those poor women from El Salvador and Honduras with their babies. You think that wasn't an invasion? Now, we're told by Zuckerberg and all the other greedy SOBs in the American industrial government complex that they all come here to work, that all immigrants come here to work. Really? You're telling me there's child labor in America and all those little children that came in on the trains last summer or 2 summers ago are now working in a factory somewhere? I hope not. I don't believe in child labor, do you? So obviously they're not working, and their mommies are not working. Mommy is enjoying a nice, clean room, a nice, clean pair of clothes, 3 good meals, lawyers, doctors, everything she needs. And if you so much as utter a complaint, you're the racist, right? Wrong. Wrong. Well, you get the picture. Borders, language, culture. Welcome to hour number 3. Let's take some callers. WABC Donald, welcome to the program. Fire away. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I have to tell you, you have some enormous sensitivity coupled with a childlike faith. Now, you said in the last hour that you have come to the microphone because God has enabled you to do that. I'm here to confirm that that's the truth, number one. Number two, you spoke about your mother and what she said to you, how you went from one thing to the next as a child. And that's curiosity, my friend. I'm a school teacher in Newtown, Connecticut. And I can tell you, you've maintained that into your later adult years. So I want to encourage you to maintain your courage, and I want to encourage all the listeners, those that are driving in their automobiles, those that are hearing me speak, which I'm very grateful to do. I want to encourage everyone to face that fork in the road and face that inner sense of what's right and true and take the proper path. And oftentimes that's a lonely path. It's a painful path. You remind me a little bit of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I'm sure you know who he is, in Nazi Germany. It's a very tough road, but people have to stand up. And I'm doing that now. It takes courage for me to make this call in front of it.
Yes, and I first of all, I'm spellbound by your monologue. It's beautifully put, naturally. It's complimentary, so I appreciate it doubly. But you said certain things that I would like to respond to, the issue of being childlike. In almost my naivete and my belief, I think that's what you're implying. I'd like to respond to that. I would also like to offer you a free copy of Government Zero, which we'll send out to you. But more than that, people ask me, aren't you afraid to speak out so boldly? And you know what my answer is? I try not to be. How's that for an answer? I am not a fool. I know how evil these people are. I understand how evil this government is. I understand how evil the left is. They'd like to kill 30 million of us if they could. Read some of their writings from the 60s. Read what Bill Ayer said. If you think they wouldn't line you up and gas you or have you shot, you're mistaken. You're mistaken, my friend. Now, you as a teacher know what I'm referring to. You know that 30 million Chinese died under Mao Zedong to make his cultural revolution a little more complete, didn't it? So what stands between those of us who are standing between a complete and total loss of this nation? What stands between them wiping us out? I don't know. Do you?
Well, I think the answer lies within each one of us to stand up in our own way, because we don't have the kind of audience you do on a daily basis, but we do have others that we influence, and it takes courage because you may lose friends, you may lose your job, your financial resources, but the answer really lies within each one of us to choose the right path.
How is it that we see thugs, absolute street thugs, being regaled as leaders? You know who Black Lives Matter is run by. You know what they are. Obama's using them as an army. Obama's using them as his brown shirts to intimidate the entire country. And people sit here like dummies, watching it go on in front of their eyes. They won't say a word. They're intimidated by the left. Oh, you can't say it? What do you mean you can't say it? Where is it illegal to say what is clear? Where is it illegal to speak your mind in this country?
That sure is a travesty, because all lives matter, and we have to be colorblind. Each one of us is a unique individual, I believe, created by God. And the Black Lives Matter is an absolute sham. People are being used by it. It just breaks my heart to see people led by such a thing.
Can you imagine that over the weekend at a funeral for a slain cop, black, by the way, killed by a black thug, this thing, this director of violent films, Taranto, whatever his name is, led the Black Lives Matter mobs on a march against police, calling police thugs and murderers? Can you believe that in this day and age you would go ahead with a march like that?
I never thought I'd live long enough to see some of the things that I'm seeing, to be truthful. It's incredible, and you're on the topic of race relations, to see that go backwards from a president who preaches the gospel of equality. It's just outrageous.
Yes, he set race relations back as far as he set relations with Russia back, about 50 years. He is the most destructive president in American history, but you wouldn't know it because of the drug addicts in the media, who look so clean on television, don't they? I want to ask you a loaded question, because you're such a thoughtful individual. And I don't know if I should even do it. I'm a little dizzy right now and slightly tired from the stress of waiting for this day because of the launch of the book tomorrow, and my hopes that people will go out and buy the book in droves and buy one and get one free for a neighbor. Do you think that somewhere within the inner circle of this evil government, they have discussed eliminating their opposition in this country?
Well, I don't know about that. I will say this, though, that things are happening that I never thought would happen. Now, I'll give you an example with Fox News. You know, they with Bill O'Reilly, I was very disappointed because Hillary clearly told a very significant lie having to do with the Benghazi, the videotape controversy, and they watered that down. And it really scares me, because there are certain individuals that I trusted, you know, that they're reaching that fork in the road. They're not taking the right path.
Well, because of Bill O'Reilly, I'm banned on Fox News. That's the best that I can figure out. Years ago, I put out a book called The Political Zoo, and I wrote a scathing critique, a satire on him, going all the way back to the Lufa scandal that they hushed up and bought off the girl and all that. according to all the news reports at the time. Bill O'Reilly has been opposed to me ever since and an enemy, and I know he controls the network, and as a result, I've been banned for many, many years. But I'm not the issue. If you watch the politics of Fox, when have you last seen them come out strongly against the invasion of America? Have you ever seen it?
Well, I've seen a watered-down version. I think that out of the main networks, they're the closest to the truth. But I do wonder whether many of them have sold out. You know, they'll take it to a certain level and then back off. And I've been very disappointed in that. And that's why I'm one of the reasons why I was moved to call you, because I think you're really, I think you're an individual that has sacrificed much. You talked about, you know, suffering depression occasionally and feeling lonely. You're a very transparent individual. And that's not easy to sacrifice the comforts of life. And I don't mean just...
No, that's right. That is right. There's a great price to be paid for being an independent voice, because even people who agree with you will avoid you, whether you know it or not, because they're afraid of being shunned by their own circles. You know that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not complaining, because I want to go back to something that's very important. If people think I'm lamenting any of it, I am not. I've had a wonderful life, and God's been very good to me, but I will read one line. Laugh and the world laughs with you, weep and you weep alone. My mama used to say that to me as she was crying her heart out over something that I don't want to go into again. But she cried every day of her life when I was a little boy, and I had to learn to entertain her because of that. And she would tell me that she was basically getting rid of the tears inside the house so that she can go outside and not cry to her neighbors over her heartbreak, her heart, her broken heart. But, you know, all I'm saying is she told me, don't tell the world that you're unhappy. Don't walk around with tears, because everyone will avoid you. You know, laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. It's why I learned to be, quote, funny. Funny, funny, funny. My friend, thank you for listening, and thank you for joining the program today. And a book goes out to you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. It is the Savage Nation. Now, what else can I say to you today that I have not already given you? What do you need to know? Is there anything you'd like to know? I mean, have I clarified my statement that we've lost the battle and not the war? I know that the blogosphere was alive with the sound of music. Once Drudge linked the story, Savage says we've lost the battle. The blogosphere went crazy. And people were saying Savage has given up. He's a defeatist. And I've tried to tell you that we've lost one battle after another, but we have not lost the war. And I've tried to give you an example of in World War II, how close the USA was to losing World War II, but was it not for a number of factors, including the will of the people to fight, to continue fighting, even though we had lost one battle after another, we would have lost the war. I also told you that it was sabotage in the war plants of Germany that stopped the production of Germany's jet fighters that could have turned the course of the war in their favor. But that even slaves in factories in Germany in World War II were willing to fight as a form of resistance against Hitler. They didn't give up. They were slaves. They lost their freedom. And here they were slaves in a factory, watched around the clock, and they didn't give up. They sabotaged the war plants. They slowed down the production of the ME-262 and the JG-7. And had it gone into the air earlier, it would have knocked all of the Allied aircraft out of the sky. The German jets could have stopped Allied bombing of Germany. They could have easily escorted bombers to wipe London off the map. But they were stopped by the resistance of slaves in their factories. So when you think it's hopeless, you're not a slave. You're a free man. You're a free woman. You have the power to talk about what you see going on, whether it's on a supermarket line, a book club, I don't know, wherever it is, wherever you are, a family gathering, a party. You don't have to beat people up. You can talk about it quietly. You can do it with a smile. But you need the information. You need the facts, that they'll say, what are you talking about? What are you, a right-wing nut? So if you read and you learn, whether it's from my book, Government Zero, which I hope you'll look at, or from blogs, or from articles, pick one article carry one article around on one issue like global warming. Xerox the chapter, Zero Science, in my book. Get it from somewhere else. If you have educated friends who are liberal idiots, talk about Lysenko. See how smart they are. See, many of them are very glib. They're good with the quick retort and the quick remark. They're all entertainers. Every liberal thinks that they're an entertainer. They all think they're Larry David with the one-liner. But you can stop them and say, well, you're such an expert on global warming. Do you know who Lysenko was? You've never heard of him. Or if you read the book, you'll find out that there is a almost irrefutable single fact that completely denudes their arguments. A single fact that denudes their entire warming argument. The Vostok ice samples. One fact can detract them. And the glib liberal will suddenly have to listen to you. You don't have to do it with anger or hatred. Do it with facts. Do it with intelligence. Do it with dignity. But for God's sakes, just do it. You got to arm yourself. It's a long time until the election in 2016. It's going to be Trump versus Hillary. Don't you want to swing the vote towards Trump? Don't you want to awaken the sleeping giant? Don't you want to awaken all of the women who think that they know everything they need to know about everything? Don't you want to educate people? Well, I'm giving you the bandolier with all of the ammunition. In government, zero. No borders, no language, no culture. That's the bandolier. There's your ammo. You're the operative. I'm appealing to you. I'm a community organizer today. I'm a community organizer. I'm going to do what the left has done. I'm organizing you through the mass media. How's that? We're going to use their methods to take our country back. Okay?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage. So what we need to do is change the lock on our back door because the invasion is ongoing. We need to do more than change the lock on our back door with Mexico. We need to seal the back door. We need to seal the back door with our National Guard and our military. We need to pull our military out of Korea and put the military on the border with Mexico. That's only the beginning. And as I said to you, the big story is we lost the battle, not the war. And you've got to stop reading just headlines. What's required now is work, hard work on your part. Many of you figure it'll all work out in the end. You figure, look, I can't do anything about it. Well, take a look at what that's gotten you. Say, oh, I can't do anything about it. Take a look at what Obama's doing to this nation because you've been neutralized. I haven't been neutralized. I'm still fighting. The flames still fly out of my soul every day. Can anyone listening to this show say to me that you know men 30 years younger than me who have more fire than I do for this nation? Tell me who they are, because I'll tell you who they are. You don't know who they are. They're in Afghanistan. They're in Iraq. They're in places we don't even know. They're soldiers. They're sailors. They're Marines. They're assassins for the CIA. They're the ones with the real fire. You need to do something. We almost lost World War II. I'm trying to tell you the story. Did you know we almost lost World War II? Did you know that that almost happened? Yes, we're losing battle after battle. But we can turn it around. There were many times in World War II that we could have lost the war. And many of you wouldn't be here had we lost the war. Had the Eddies who lie underground right now not given their lives to beat Hitler, you'd be a lampshade or a bar of soap. You need to stand up and fight this leftist, communist, Islamist invasion. I want to talk again now about the war. Many of you have misinterpreted the Drudge headline. It's the biggest headline of the year. And it says, with a cover of my book, Government Zero, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. And you want to hear what happened as a result of the Drudge headline? First of all, I want to thank Matt Drudge. I want to thank Breitbart. They stand out amongst the entire conglomeration, along with WorldNet Daily and Newsmax. But today, I got to thank these people. I mean, they're not personal friends of mine. I never thought it would happen, but they've shown that they put the nation above petty politics. They've shown that they know how critical the times are. And so Drudge puts up the book, and it says, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. Guess what's happened? People network over the world saying Savage says we've lost the war. Savage has given up. Talk show hosts are saying we've given up. They're copying my message as though they said it, trying to co-opt me. That's right. That's what you'd expect from copycats. They're suddenly saying what I said, making believe they said it, and they missed the whole mess because they only read headlines. Do you realize that part of the problem is that people don't even read articles anymore? They only read headlines. They don't even read beyond the headline. So it says, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. Right away. Right, left, center, they're screaming, Savage, conservative says we've lost, they've lost, hurrah. I didn't say we lost the war, did I? I said we lost the battle. And I was referring specifically to the kabuki play of Hillary Clinton's hearing last week, so-called hearing, before the Stalinist committee, the fake committee, that made believe it was grilling her when it wasn't doing, when it was doing no such thing. Shame on Trey Gowdy, he had me fooled. We lost the battle, not the war. Why people read the headlines and not the story. It was on this morning, the biggest headline that I've seen. Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. The emails came pouring in. Savage has given up. There's no hope. If we've lost Savage, we've lost it all. Well, there lies the problem. People only read the headlines. They don't read the story. The real story says, I haven't given up. I have great hope. We haven't lost it all. We can win this war. But you ask me, what war am I referring to? It's the war for the heart and soul of this nation and the rest of Western civilization, which is under assault by the government itself. I lay it all out in Government Zero. I want to tell you something. My book is not complaints, 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 complaints. It's solutions, 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 solutions. 41 action plans to save America. I'm not a defeatist, as my competitors may have you believe. There's an extremely telling picture of what is happening in Europe right now and how it will affect America very soon, unless Barry from Honolulu is sent a very clear message. If you go to michaelsavage.com, there's a picture I have. I don't know where they got it from. It looks like army ants invading a nest. It stretches for tens of miles of Muslims pouring into Europe, walking through the wheat fields, marching triumphantly without firing a shot. Because as I said to you last week, and this is very serious business, Hitler invaded other nations to impose the Germanic and Nazi views upon them. Merkel and Obama are invading their own nations in order to impose third world, I wouldn't even say views upon us, just impose the third world and crush out everything good in this nation. I stand by those words. As you all well know, my great new book is out tomorrow, Government Zero. And you know what a momentous week this is going to be for me. But it's really not about me. And I have to repeat it again until you finally get it through your most cynical views. And I'm as cynical as you are. You know, I'm really cynical. I don't trust anybody or anything. I'm sorry, that's the way I am. There are people who trust everybody and everything. They're called Pollyannas. And then there are people who trust virtually nobody, nor anything they read. They're people like me. I've come to see everything as a lie. And so how do you tell the truth? How do you decide what's real? How do you know what to do? Well, you have to decide that for yourself. I can't tell you what to believe and what to do. I can tell you this. Common sense would dictate that no nation on earth has ever willingly turned itself over to a foreign invader without having lost a war. And we have a very, very, very able general on the other side in the White House. Never underestimate him. I've told you this for 7 years now. He is the most able general of the left in history. He's more able than Marx and Lenin put together because he's smoother than them. And what he is accomplishing in this country, in this world, without firing a shot against the civilian population, is utterly astounding. Now, there are many reasons that Barry is able to get away with this. One, because he's brilliant. Two, because he's willful. Three, because he has a compliant, non-existent fourth estate, better known as the news media. And that's where I come in. For 21 years, I've stood on this, not exactly this microphone, but a place like this, in one of my studios, day in, day out, rain, shine, heat, sickness, health, and I've preached the gospel of borders, language, and culture. And let me tell you something. Many of you have heard the message, not the Republican Party, certainly, and we know that the Democrat, socialist, Islamist machine has heard the message, and they've said, the hell with our borders, the hell with our language, the hell with our culture. Flood them in. Bring them in. Let the army ants come. Let's change the demographics of America so we can bamboozle the public for the next 100 years. They're power mad. And I'll tell you something else. Here is another problem. A very uncomfortable problem that I have to mention. The entire Republican, the entire conservative media, with rare exception, has pushed the wrong message. And as a result, they've pushed women and minorities and gays into the Democrat fold. Instead of talking about borders, language, and culture as I have done since 1994, they've been hammering abortion, gays, and women's rights, calling them feminazis, attacking gays, talking about abortion. Now, these are important issues, but they're not the most important issues. The most important issues are the most fundamental issues, borders, language, and culture. And so when you have people on the radio who are hammering over and over again issues such as abortion, gays, calling the women's movement feminazis, you understand what that's done, don't you? It's driven many, many millions of women and young people away from the conservative message, away from the nationalist message, borders, language, and culture. Every fiber in my being wants to fight. I want to go out in the street and organize 10 million people to take over the country. I mean, I will not do it. We don't do that. We don't rebel in America. We don't have revolutions. We let the revolutionary in the White House take over the country and crap on everything decent. We let the left-wing vermin, the perverts, the anti-Americans, the anti-military, anti-family, anti-church, anti-God, anti-children, anti-decency, we let them take over. We don't fight. They do. We let them take over the media. We don't fight. We let them do it. We let all of the lowest take the highest positions. They sell us out. They undermine us. They stab us in the back. They undermine the cops with the Black Lives Matter bunch of rabble in the gutters of New York yesteray, led by a vermin from Hollywood who made his fortune with violent movies, Tarantino, or Taranto, whatever his name is. Who pays attention to this drug-addicted fool? Can you imagine the day that they're burying a cop, a black cop at that, killed by a black thug at that, that the SS of our time, the SA of our time, the brown shirts of our time, Black Lives Matter marches in New York City against police brutality, and who's leading the parade? A white communist lout. A man who makes his fortune putting out one violent movie after another. So they fight. They've won. They've won one battle after another. I don't suggest that we're going to take over Hollywood. I don't suspect that they're going to change their tune anytime soon. I don't suspect that any day now they're going to wake up and say, holy God, we're just liable to be swept away ourselves if we don't stand up for the country. I don't expect that to happen. Business will go on as usual amongst these people. They don't even know what's going on around them. I don't expect the Boxer Rebellion in the United States. Look up the Boxer Rebellion. I've been to many Double Ten parades in San Francisco's Chinatown. I know what they are. Most Americans look at it, they think it's just funny with dragons marching in the street. Again, they look at the surface. They don't look at the substance of what the parade represents. They don't understand that the Chinese rebelled against Western influence. They rebelled against the opium. They rebelled against the missionaries who were basically stealing their own culture and religion. By the way, incidentally. And so I don't expect those things to happen here. But I do expect you to stop the Muslim invasion of America before it's too late. I do expect you to understand that the Republicans are in cahoots with Hillary. I do hope you understand that an entire generation has been numbed by medication. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. We're not outnumbered. We've been outsmarted. Oh, we've lost the battle, but we haven't lost the war. Germany would have won the war had it not been for sabotage performed by slave laborers in their defense plants. Their war plants, really. But the slave laborers didn't give up, even though they were slaves. And you've given up? Well, you really have given up. What you've done is you say, who cares? What am I going to do about it? It's all hot air. I can't do anything. That means you've given up. It means you're weaker than a slave. You've given up. You're not fighting Obama. You're not fighting the DNC. You're not fighting the Islamist front groups. You've given up. I haven't given up. We've lost the battle, not the war. The first article on this was published 4 days ago on WorldNet Daily. You can find it on the top of the Drudge Report. I'm sure it's being hit 1,000 times an hour. I don't know how often people are reading this now. But I'm glad it went on to Drudge, and I want to thank Matt Drudge for this. Because the fact of the matter is, I am the only member of the American media who is blacklisted. I am officially announcing that I am blacklisted. And you can thank those who own Fox News for having blacklisted me. They'll get along fine without me, and I'll get along fine without them, because I have you. You understand that? They don't have you. They don't have you as a demographic. They don't care about illegal immigration. Or shall I say, they're in favor of illegal immigration. I happen to know for a fact that the official party line inside Fox News is to never talk about illegal immigration. And number two, make sure that Hillary becomes the president. You may not know any of this. Shadows on the wall. But the fact is that I have a different vision. I see what's going on. I see the invasion. I see what's going on in Germany. I see what Merkel has done to Germany. I see she's a traitor who should be tried for war crimes for what she's done to Germany. I read from a nurse's letter to a friend of mine. In a hospital near the Rhine, migrants, i.e. Syrian Muslims, African Muslims, attacked the staff with knives after they had handed over an 8-month-old on the brink of death, which they had dragged across half of Europe for 3 months. The child died 2 days later, despite having received top care at one of the best pediatric clinics in Germany. The physician had to undergo surgery, and two nurses are laid up in the ICU. Nobody has been punished. The local press is forbidden to write about this, but we know about it through email. This is all hidden information. What I am reading to you may as well have come through the underground press in World War II of what is going on. And then she asked, what would have happened to a German if he had stabbed a doctor and nurses with a knife? Or if he had flung his own syphilis-infected urine into a nurse's face and so threatened her with infection? At a minimum, a German would have gone to jail and later to court. With these people, nothing has happened. And so she says, I ask, where are all those greeters and receivers from the train stations, sitting prettily at home enjoying their non-profits and looking forward to more trains and their next batch of cash from acting like greeters at the stations? If it were up to me, the nurse writes, I would round up all these greeters and bring them here, first to our hospital's emergency ward as attendants, then into one building with the migrants so they can look after them there themselves, without armed police, without police dogs, who today are in every hospital here in Bavaria, and without medical help. Is this situation coming to America, says a female physician in Munich, Germany, via a message to the world being read for you for the first time in the American media on the Savage Nation. This has been a double banner day for me. I never expected this. It was a shock, by the way, to wake up this morning, given that I'm such an outcast and such a loner. When I saw that Matt Drudge had linked the cover of my book, yeah, it's still there, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. And the article, Michael Savage declares we've lost the battle. And to top it off, underneath it, Republicans in cahoots with Hillary. And I click on it, it's about me from Breitbart. I never expected it. Never. No, I never thought this would happen. Never.
Savage.